you are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blissful Living Podcast. I'm Rochelle Marie Lawson, known as the queen of feeling fabulous. And I have another fabulous episode for you today. The amazing thing is my guest is going to share with you information about our pillar of managing the wealth pillar. So just hold tight. You know, I like to say that if you have any questions or anything like that, you can send them to us. And then also stay to the end for sure, because she's probably going to give you a gift or a way you can stay in contact with her to get more information about how to manage your wealth. So while we get set, if you like the show, please subscribe to the show and share the show with everyone. The more we can get this information out, the better it is for all of us. And so while you're doing that, as you know, I like to say, find a place to sit, you know, get something to write with, get your favorite beverage. I happen to be drinking tea today from my mug that I picked up on one of my trips to Switzerland. So, but get your favorite beverage, find a place to sit, tell your family to give you a few moments, because you're going to want to capture the nuggets of gold, and you're going to want to pay attention. Now, if you're listening to this and you're driving or doing some other kind of, we ain't having an issue with a crown today. If you, you know, doing something, then please stay focused on that until you can listen to this in a safe environment. Again, if you like the show, subscribe to it so you get advanced notification of the guests. And now it's time to thank our sponsors. I want to thank our first sponsor, Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com, the sponsor of the show. That's a wonderful event that helps you to manage your wellness, wisdom, and wealth, live, virtual, and all kinds of stuff. And also programs to help you get ready for this upcoming weather. We're going to be having this beautiful summertime. Right now we're in springtime, but we're going to be rolling in the summertime. And if I'm taking it back a little bit to, I believe it was Will Smith, you know, summertime, you know, hey, you want to be ready. So you want to check out Blissful Living For You and see what they got to get your body right, your mind, your body tight, your mind right, and your money through the roof. Okay. You can check them out at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. Next sponsor is All Day Cable Incorporated, a premier telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley, San Jose, California. They specialize in installing voice, data, fiber optic cabling, wireless access points, routers, modems, everything for your network distribution. So when you make that connection, you make that connection the right connection the first time without any mishaps or not being able to connect. We've all had those problems. If you're looking for this kind of services, or you want to up level what you got already and move into the world of high speed, high fast AI technology, then you want to check out All Day Cable Inc. They service small, medium, and large companies. And you can check them out at alldaycableinc.com. All righty. So let me tell you about my guest today. My guest is named Angeline Harris. And Angeline embodies the fusion of unwavering faith and financial acumen and entrepreneurship. If you're a woman business owner, pay attention, get those nuggets, be ready to capture those nuggets of gold, just dropping a little something for you. Founding Emmanuel and Ange Financial Services, LLC in December 2019, she realized a dream powered by divine inspiration and excellence. Her educational background with a master's in public administration, healthcare management, and a bachelor's in administration accounting marks her as a visionary. Her journey from a trusted business financial advisor in the beautiful city of San Diego, California, to company founder highlights ambition and skill. And Angeline's tax strategy expertise opens paths for clients' wealth and security, transcending technical assistance to transform lives financially. Now, Angeline's diverse experience from exploring Hong Kong's vibrancy to Hawaii's serenity and many other places in between enhance her life as a wife, mother, grandmother, and her business perspective as well. Her commitments to her community, such as a Girl Scout leader and church member, highlights her dedication to uplifting others. And so I want to welcome Miss Angeline Harris to the Blissful Living Podcast. Hello, Angeline. Welcome.
Hello, Rochelle. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for
you
having me.
You look absolutely amazing. And I'm so happy to have you here. It's really wonderful to talk about one of the most powerful things. Whether we have it, it's powerful. And when we don't have it, it's powerful. And it's not our money, right? And so I want to, our topic today, you all, is beyond the balance sheet. And if you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, ultimate entrepreneur, multiple entrepreneur, head of, whatever, you already know that it's important to know what your balance sheet says. It's important to understand the very impactful wisdom on your balance sheet. And so today we're going to talk about beyond the balance sheet with Angeline. And so Angeline, I want to ask you the first question. What is the foundation for us to be able to even begin to think of financial freedom?
That's a loaded question, but I would say the very important thing is mindset, honestly. Having that mindset of, especially being an entrepreneur, understanding money traumas that we may have experienced, and limited values, or limited, lifestyles that we had about money. So it's that mindset, getting that mind on board to positive thinking experience, because if you bring all that trauma, that negative stuff, being an entrepreneur, it's just going to be so hard to, advance, grow, thrive, and prosper in your business. So I would say number one is your mindset.
Mindset. So we do have a pretty educated audience, and they know I talk about mindset all the time. And if you don't have the right mindset, no matter if it's money or your career or raising your kids or taking care of your dog, if you don't have the right mindset, you cannot be successful to receive the blessings that come in those particular areas of life. And so when it comes to mindset, what are some of the things that you see or encounter with your clients who need to get a mindset tune-up?
Mindset tune-up. First of all, they need to, for clients that I work with, they need to understand that they're in business to make money. And I work with a lot of clients where my forte is in tax planning and tax strategy. And a lot of clients, they are afraid to take certain deductions and tax deductions that they're allowed to take. And you think, I don't want to get audited. They're living in fear. They're living in the lack of, or and just not knowing and understanding what they have the capacity to do, receive, and have in your business. So that's one of the hurdles that I try to bring to my client, is to educate them. If you're in business, you're in business to make money. You're in business to make a profit. And you can do so legally, rightfully, and take advantage of, tax laws and codes and things like that to advance your business and grow and thrive and prosper. So educating them, I find that is the basic element of when I bring in on new clients, is to get them to understand where they are, what they can have, what they're entitled to, and not to be afraid. Do not operate in fear.
I think sometimes, I know back in the day, I think that there were times where I probably should have took a deduction, for my business. But again, you hear these horror stories about, taking deductions. And here's the thing, I've always had them done professionally. So I'm trusting that, you know, the professional that I'm dealing with is giving me the most bang for my buck. But you'd be surprised as to, you know, some people that are professionals, and don't get me wrong, they do a phenomenal job, but they're stuck in the old school ways and they haven't really updated abreast of the knowledge, right? And then you have these people, still the same age range, but they stay in tune and abreast and keep up with the knowledge. And I think that's part of the whole mindset aspect of managing our money, is to be in tune with a trusted professional advisor that's going to help us with our money, our wealth. And know that those that are keeping up with the game are really in the game, and they have the most up-to-date information. So I just love this talk, because early in the start of my business, it was very, 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 very different. But over the time, you just learn, and I've had some hard knocks. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's when I knew.
Me too.
Girl, you better
me too.
For this, right?
As a professional, right. Me too. Yeah.
So now, okay, we talk about a time treasure. First of all, to the question I want to ask you is, one, how to unlock the time treasure? But I think for our audience, can you, before you explain to us how to unlock it, can you share exactly what that is?
Time treasure. Just understanding and knowing that time is your most valuable asset, whether it's in money, whether it's running your business, investing, time is a valuable asset, and you want to cherish it. You want to manage it properly, effectively, and efficiently. Because once time gets away from you, it's hard to, you know, recapture back what's gone. And so if you could get a handle on your time management, whether you're operating your business, whether you're investing in other type of investment, understanding what time does for you. I'm thinking back to when I was younger and learning about finance and things. And that was one thing that was really honed in on, it's time value. Because if you start investing young, even at the younger age, time, you know, 20, 30 years, even if you invest $10, how exponentially that can grow. So time is just very, very important, whether you're looking at it in a money sense and then also looking at it in an operational sense of your business.
Love it. I love it. I see somebody. Let me see. If you can hear me, Deb, are you part of the Blissful Living podcast today? Uh-oh, wait, I can't hear you. Hold on. Let me see if I can unmute you. I'm not sure. I think you can talk on your end. It may be something that you need to do, but I'm this end here is we're wide open. So I was just wondering if you have a question or something. Since we're having technological issues, if you can just drop the question in the chat, that would be great. Okay, so back to our time. So how do we unlock this time treasure? You know, now that we know, because we know time is something you cannot get back. So how do we unlock the time treasure and make the unlocking of it the most effective for us?
Actually, you just have to plan for it. And manage your time. It's not that difficult. It's just taking the action to do it, managing your time and realizing what you need to do with that time. For me, I operate off a calendar. Everything is on the calendar. If I leave it up to my head, heaven knows what's going to happen. But when you're to manage your time effectively, you have to have some type of management system, be it a calendar. Some people are good at project management, you know, and projecting out their time, what needs to happen, when it needs to happen, how it needs to happen. And even in your investments, just taking the time to review your investments, talking to your investment advisor you know, a lot of times, and even I'm guilty of that, you know, when you're making your investment, you think that the professional's out looking for you, you know, they're taking care of everything for you. And in reality, yes, that's what they're supposed to do, but that may not always happen, you know. So you just have to take the time to manage everything. And even if it's just putting it on your calendar, hey, I need to get a call in with my investor. Oh, I need to get a call and see what's happening, you know, with my, even my bookkeeping clients, you know, I try to tell them, hey, reach out to me. You guys need to understand what's happening with your money. Yes, I'm producing these reports for you and I'm giving you the information, but you need to know what's happening with your money. It's your responsibility to reach out and find out what's going on and let's have that conversation, you know, so you don't just leave it on the professional to do everything for you. You have to take responsibility for yourself as well.
I agree. So now when it comes to, businesses kind of do a little bit different type of investment and managing money than the average, you know, single filer or married filing family taxpayer, right? And so when it comes to looking at, you know, some wealth building strategies, I know that on the personal side, you know, you can do a 501(c)(3), the educational IRA for your kids, and, you know, never too late to start doing that because that money does add up pretty quickly.
Right.
That's one of the vehicles, right? But on the business side, what are some things that we can do as entrepreneurs that we, where we can make investments and not even realize that that's available to us as entrepreneurs?
So are you specifically talking about investing in investments?
Well, what I'm talking just from, about, you know, like something simple like an educational IRA. As a business investor, we would love to be able to have an educational IRA, but we don't. And so are there, I guess basically what I'm asking is, are there things that we can take advantage of as a business that we may not be taking advantage of, such as education and training, or, you know what I mean? Because I know early in the journey, it was like, oh, no, you can't take, you know, don't take a tax credit for education and training. And I'm like, but why my employees? Oh, no, you need to, you know, it needs to be allocated into this other, you know, expense. And I was like, well, so that's what I'm just trying to get to the juice, because, you know, that may have been in the 90s, you know, but now we almost in 2025, girl.
Right. Almost. Yes. Yes, there is. So there are quite a few vehicles that business can take advantage of. And like you said, you know, for your family, that's good for individuals. But for like businesses, investing in 401ks, your SEP IRAs and things. And I know we heard of that, but a lot of people just don't take advantage of it because there are tax advantages of investing in those type of vehicles. There's ways that you can reduce your taxable income by, you know, just how you pay your employees or who's considered an employee, or lowering your taxable income by shifting up monies from your business. Let's say that you have children and you have your own business. You can pay your children to work in your business and get a tax deduction up to the standard deduction amount. And that's quite a bit. It's what, $12,850 or something like that. I forget what it is for 2024. They keep changing. They raise it like every year.
Okay, so you can hire your kids.
You can hire your kids.
Now, is there a maximum amount that they can make and the age?
The maximum amount they can make is up to the standard deduction without paying federal tax and state tax.
Okay.
You do have to have a business. They have to have a role within your business. You just can't say, oh, I'm paying my children. They need to actually have a role, a function in your business. And then that money that you pay them can either go towards their educational fund. You can put it into an educational fund for them. You can set up a IRA for them, or you could just pay them, you know, part of it. Say, here's part of your salary pay, you know, for working in our business, and the other part you can set aside for them. So there's so many things that you can do with that. And also with that, it allows you to shift income from being a higher wage earner in your business to income to the lower wage earner, which is your children, and not pay tax on it. That's still getting money into your household without any tax implication. So there's things like that. There's ways to, you know, if you have employees and you kind of want to, acknowledge them, give them a little extra bonus without having actually give them money where it's taxable. You know, we have what we call accountable client, and you can, you know, set up in that accountable plan to, you know, pay for education that they want to take, or if you want to, you know, send them off on, have a self day, you know, just have a nice self day. You want to send them to the spa, you know, so there's things that you can do that is a tax deduction, tax write-off that wouldn't only benefit you as the owner, but that can benefit your employees as well. But it's not a tax implication for the employee, you know. So, because a lot of times if you get them cash bonus, most likely you got to take additional withholdings out, and the amount that they get, you know, is not the full amount, you know, the gross amount that you want to give them because of taxes. So there's ways around that to take advantage of tax codes that you can benefit your employees. So there's so many advantages. You just need to be in contact with people who know how to take advantage of these things. And you said something earlier, Rochelle, about trusting your professional that they would, you know, be looking out for you, doing everything in your best interest. And yes, that is true. You got to have some type of trust within them. But a lot of them don't, are not, like you said, advanced in certain things. Right. I know I have clients, they have their CPAs, you know, they're doing their tax returns, they're doing their books, but they're not progressive in the tax laws and tax codes and how to really take advantage of that. Right. And to leverage that for their clients. They're just more into the compliance, actually data entry, you know, just filling in the numbers and producing something as opposed to strategizing and planning. And that's what I enjoy.
Right there, Angeline, that's a huge nugget of gold. You have a person that is doing the job, and like I said, entering in the data. Well, yeah, they're a professional, like CPA. They could even specialize in, you know, accounting for businesses.
Right.
But they're doing what you're hiring them to do. And then you have those people that not only do that, but they also strategize with you and say, hey, did you know you
right.
could do this? Or did you know you should exactly. take this deduction? And so right. you got two people doing that are professionals doing the same job, but one is actually helping you to grow the right. money, the wealth in your business. And the other one is just making sure you stay compliant with the tax.
Compliant. Right. Exactly.
That's a nugget of gold. I think I've been there. I've had a person that was just doing my taxes for the business, you know, putting in the date and stuff. And then I had somebody strategizing saying, hey, you know, you could do this. You know what? If you need a line of credit, you could get this here. And then the types of line of credit that were available, I'm thinking there's just one type. There's multiple types. And was streamlining, and it was very instrumental in streamlining me to get additional access to wealth building strategies for my business that I would have never gotten had I not figured out. You know, it was also, I got an SBA loan that I was able to pay back. I think $50,000 that I was able to pay back like in less than a year. I would have never known how to do all of that had I not been with a strategist versus just a compliant data.
Exactly.
You know, so that's a huge nugget to go. And I think a lot of times we forget that. Okay, so I want to now ask you, thank you. That's some valuable, very valuable information. So now when it comes to, you know, our business, you know, books, so to speak, is it valuable to be also not only looking at the balance sheet, but also the profit and loss as well as the income statement? And if so, can you just share a little bit how that can enlighten the entrepreneur to be on top of their game when it comes to the wealth of the business?
Oh, definitely. And that is really like a sore point with me with entrepreneurs. I have so many clients that come to me that they're keeping their books on Excel spreadsheets. I'm like, how? Or, you know, or some type of app. It's like, no, if you are in business, then you need to operate as a business. And you need to have your basic financial reports, which is a balance sheet, which shows you, you know, the wealth of your business, what it actually looked like in a summary format of your assets, what you own, your liabilities, what you owe, and your equity with the capital and investment, your equity in your business. And then your P&L, your profit and loss, knowing what your revenue is and what your expenses. And if your expenses exceeding your revenue, you're operating at a loss. You know, if your income is exceeding your expenses, you're operating it at a profit. And honestly, a lot of entrepreneurs don't have a pulse on that. They don't have a handle on it. They just look at it from a bank account. You can't run a business from the balance in your bank account. You need to know what your numbers look like in black and white.
Say that one more time, girl. Say that one more time.
You cannot operate a business from your bank account balance. You need to know what your numbers look like in black and white in a real financial report. And that's your two basic reports, your balance sheet and your profit and loss, or income statement is another term for it.
I love it. And thank you for
that. That's so important.
Because, you know, people refer to a different profit and loss of income statement. And when I was first starting out, many years ago, I thought it was two separate documents until someone educated me and was like, no, girl, it's the same thing. And I was like, oh, well, yeah. Why did I just call it? But basically, it's, you know, you do see how much income the company is making and whether it's profitable or you're losing money. So, and where you're losing money. So,
You know,
phenomenal information. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now with regards to, we've got some information about who we need to be looking at for the handling of our business books, so to speak. When it comes to a bookkeeper, can you share why it's so important to have someone that is just dedicated to basically keeping the books, and the difference between a bookkeeper and an accountant?
Okay, so the question number one, why it's important to have a person keeping your books, number one, like we already said, so you know what your numbers are. You need to know how you're operating. Are you operating a profit or are you operating a loss? And that will also determine how long you can stay in business. Because if you don't know your numbers, you know, if you're constantly operating at a loss, you're not going to be in business very long. And the best way to get a pulse on that is to either have a bookkeeper. If you're not comfortable with numbers, if you don't know how to, you know, post your income or post your expenses, you need a bookkeeper. And let me just tell a quick story. I had a client come to me just this past couple of weeks, just before tax deadline. He said, Angeline, here's my P&L, my profit and loss, and he's in real estate investment. And I'm like, okay, good. This should not be too hard. When I looked at it, I was like, what? Because he did it himself. He didn't understand where to post things, where things should be recorded, how it should be recorded, you know, and it's a hot mess. So I'm in a project of cleanup mode now to even make it presentable and readable and true, you know, to even make it sensible. So if you're not good with numbers, if you don't understand numbers and bookkeeping, give it to the professional. Work in your zone of genius, what you do, and then delegate to a bookkeeper, another professional, or accountant. And the difference between an accountant and a bookkeeper, generally it's bookkeeper are more into the data entry. They're just doing that, recording your income, recording your expenses, and reconciling accounts. With the accountant, it goes a little beyond that, where they are analyzing your financial reports. They can give you some tips on where the business stands, you know, if it's, you know, like I said, heavily in debt, you know, make recommendations how to get out of debt, or they give you some analysis. Okay, 3 years down the road, you can't keep operating this way because the analysis is projecting you that you're going to be out of business, you know, so they could do more analyzing than bookkeepers do. So that's basically the difference. And then you have, you know, the CPAs, they are the certified public accountants. They are licensed. They are regulated by the accounting board. So they are licensed. They have a license to provide more services than just a bookkeeper and accountant. They have their range is a little more broader. They go into financing. They go into taxes as well. They're more abreast on taxes and things like that. So there's the different levels. So you got your bookkeeper, then you have your accountant, and then you have your licensed CPA.
Okay, got it. Kind of like I can equate it. You have your medical assistant, you have your LVN, and then you have your RN, yes. Or you have your yes. LVN, your RN, and then you have the physician. You know, each level is just a little bit more expertise and requires a little bit more
right.
to keep that mm-hmm. license intact. Okay, thank you. Oh my gosh, this has been so great. It's been a show worth a wealth of information, and really, you know, sometimes
over already.
Yeah, sometimes we forget as entrepreneurs, you know, these little things and things we should be paying attention to as we, you know, build our business for sustainability. And I just remember when I started out, I just didn't have, for one, nobody. That looked like me and my family had a business. So I'm the first one in my family to have a successful business. But also the circles that I was traveling in, I wasn't getting the information. It wasn't until I branched out to other communities, so to speak, that doing, you know, business, women business owners, where I was able to get information, and it's just been phenomenal. So now, how can people get, real quickly, if someone wants to reach out to you, how can they get some information, you know, stay connected with you? And of course, her information will be in the show notes as well.
Yes, they can reach out to me at Emmanuel and Ange Financial Services. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. I also will drop in the chat. I want to give your guest as well a free tax tip that they can take advantage of right now into their business this tax year. So I want to share that with your community as well, Rochelle, and as a gift for inviting me on, so I can, you know, pass on my wealth of knowledge to your community as well. In that as well, you'll be able to connect with me to get on my calendar for a free consultation. I never charge for a free consultation, just to see where you are. You know, we can make recommendations of where you need to do, you know, give you a little roadmap so that you can make an informed decision on how you need to proceed. So I'm available.
Well, thank you.
I will put that in the chat. You are welcome.
Yeah, for the viewers and listeners, again, this information will be in the show notes. So if you just click on show notes and get the scoop about the show, you will be able to have the link as well to get the free gifts. And so again, thank you so much, Angeline Harris. It's been amazing. You've educated us on so many different levels and definitely helping us to be more mindful of our money when it comes to our business and how we should be really looking at things to grow our wealth instead of just getting the books done. Right.
There you go.
And then I want to thank all of you viewers and listeners that may be listening to us or watching us and have jumped in, and, you know, thank you for supporting us. Without you, the show couldn't have been going on since 2010. So thank you so much. And again, if you like the show, please share the show, subscribe to the show, because this is the way we can educate people that look like you, I, and Ange, as well as women in general, about how we can be more strategic when it comes to building our wealth. So we don't have to be dependent on anybody but ourselves. folks. Okay. So again, subscribe and share the show. I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. Keep in touch, check them out, get on their list. You'll get information about the latest events, such as this podcast that is being aired, as well as other live virtual events and masterclasses that is all designed to help you to build and grow, build and sustain your wellness, wisdom, and wealth. So check them out at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. And then our last sponsor, thank you so much, All Day Cable Incorporated, premier telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. And if you have a need for network distribution, voice data, fiber optic telecommunication cabling, you want to reach out to them. They've been in business since 1990. So they've survive from things and they're still kicking and growing. Means they're managing their wealth and growing that, keeping that business sustainable. All right.
Okay. That's
you can check them out at www.alldaycableinc.com. And to all of you again, thank you so much. I appreciate you being here. This is Rochelle Marie Lawson, the queen of feeling fabulous. And I'm wishing you all peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility where your money comes in, where your wealth is in the house. Have a beautiful, beautiful day and take good care and goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living For You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.